Many of us think we know what school bullying is when we see it, but the Florida Department of Education has a very particular definition for bullying. It is, quoting here, systematically and chronically inflicting physical hurt or psychological distress. Schools usually look for one characteristic before they cry bully.
The one defining characteristic of bullying is that it's repeated.
Part of a definition is usually it's repeated over time.
Is it an ongoing issue?
State Impact Florida education reporter Sarah Gonzalez brings us the story of two brothers who've been hurt by this policy.
Austin Bocage is 16 years old, but he's small for his age. He keeps to himself. Austin has been picked on his whole life, but never like last month at Coral Shores High School in Key Largo.
Some senior locked me in a closet in my sixth period, and he wouldn't let me out, and I was banging on the door, and then the other kids in the class were laughing. No one's ever done that to me before.
Austin speaks with his head down. His lips hardly move. He says he was locked in the closet for most of the period. The teacher never noticed.
She had better things to do, apparently, than help me.
The senior who locked Austin in the closet had never done anything to him before. Because it wasn't repeated harassment, according to school district policy, it couldn't be counted as bullying. If you ask state officials how many students got bullied last year, they only reported 3%. But when you ask the students, according to the National Center for Education Statistics, 31% of students nationwide say they were bullied. Austin doesn't usually tell his teachers about it. He goes to his younger brother, Shane I. James, a surfer with long blonde hair who's always been the popular one.
He would never bully anyone. He always, stood up for people.
But his little brother recently moved to live with his dad in Port St. Lucie, so Austin confided in a school friend.
And then he just took me down to the office to fill out a bullying report, and then we sat down and had an interview with the principal, and then the principal just made me and the kid shake hands.
We do that a lot.
David Murphy is principal at Coral Shores High. He says students treat other students badly all the time.
Very often, it's not an aggressor and a victim, but it's two kids, and they're adolescents, and they get into these kind of things.
Before schools can label anyone a bully, they have to wait for more than one incident. Bullying expert Trish Ramsey says the danger of that is students may not come forward again.
Why would I want to tell anybody if I thought they were going to make me go see this person again? And then I have to go through this charade of saying, yeah, okay, they say they're sorry to me and I'm supposed to believe it. It doesn't do anything to empower the child who's been victimized.
Austin says he regrets reporting that he got locked in the closet. That night, he and his mom, Sherry Leach, got a call about Shane, the younger brother.
Shane had put a dog leash around his neck and hung himself in the kitchen.
13-year-old Shane died.
And then I just was screaming and punching stuff because I was mad.
The family had no reason to suspect Shane, the popular surfer, was ever bullied until the next day when a text message came in on Shane's phone from a student at his school. It said, "Happy funeral."
I couldn't imagine a child to have that kind of such meanness in them and evil. It's just, we lost a huge part of our life. And for what?
His friends told the family Shane had been bullied by a group of eighth graders who called him gay because of his long hair, tripped him, and threatened him on the school bus. Southport Middle School officials say they have zero reports of Shane being bullied. And his mom says Shane didn't say a word of bullying to anyone, not even his brother Austin.
That's just not Shane. He wouldn't have told him because he wouldn't even want him to worry.
Port St. Lucie detectives are investigating Shane's suicide. They say no one has told them he was bullied. Shane was having trouble at school. He was at risk of being held back a grade for a second time. But Austin is convinced that text message, "Happy funeral," is evidence his younger brother had a bully.
And if I ever seen that kid would have been dead by now.
Austin says he and his brother are proof that just because there isn't a school report doesn't mean students aren't being bullied. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Key Largo.